G'day, Benz.
Yes, lads, good morning again. And the news here at Moonee Valley is that Chautauqua won't be lining up on Friday night in the Manukato. It was second favourite prior to this news that's come out in the last half an hour. They've galloped the horse this morning at Flemington. That's Hawks Racing. And they've decided to wait for the Darley Classic, which is being run Flemington week. The other interesting thing to do with that now is what they do with Deep Field. It's in that race as well. Do they run them both in the one race, given that they are different owners? So that will be the next tale on what they do with those two. But Chautauqua won't be here Friday night at Moonee Valley. It will be at the Darley Classic there at Flemington, guys.
And Ben's just on the breakfast with the best as far as the Cox Plate was concerned. Was there any runner that, you know, stood out, that looked better, you know, was out to make some time and did make time, or was it a pretty leisurely sort of morning?
Well, I've got your co-trainer, or should I say former co-trainer, right beside me.
Really?
With Sway Ness, and he was pretty happy. I'll put the phone over. He's pretty tight these days. You can only get a couple of minutes with him, but I'll put him over.
Oh, he's very, very busy now, Slats.
He John is. G'day, Johnny.
What do you think of the work?
Hey, what about you? I knew you when you had nothing.
I'm still penniless, let me tell you.
Are you just completely off the radar now, Johnny?
Oh, mate, I'm head down, backside up, and trying to get a job done.
Now, mate, tell us what you're going to do with Sway Ness.
I'm going to accept and see if they want us in the race.
Well, because the committee gets to make the final decision, don't they?
Indeed they do, TK. So all we've done is accept and say that we're happy with the horse and we think we're warranting our place in the race. And if they'd like to have us, we'd like to run.
Were you always thinking Cox Plate?
From the day you come in the stable, Slats, it's been the race that we've liked. You know, that spring champion, Cox Plate, have been the two races that he's been set for.
Yeah.
So for him to have won, okay, or, you know, to remain unbeaten along the way, it's been a bonus. You know, I think that he warrants his position in the field. And I think apart from a slight aberration the other day where we probably, you know, didn't have the right plan of attack, that's not Blake's fault, that's my fault. I'd advise Blake a little slightly differently. He might have had a different result when coming here with an unbeaten colt.
Yeah, that still wasn't a bad run, though.
It's not as if he ran poorly.
No,
He just got beat by a couple of other better horses on the day, and we raced him in a manner that doesn't suit him.
And, mate, I saw Henry on Retro on Sunday morning. He thought your form students thought the Cox Plate was a little bit tough for Sway Ness. Has there been a change of mind in the last 48 hours?
No, what Henry said, and I think we should make clear,
yep,
is that on his current rating, he couldn't win the Cox Plate.
Right.
Okay? But the reality is that the last three winners of the Cox Plate as three-year-olds, if they raced to their previous current rating, they wouldn't have won it either. So what you find, you need a progressive three-year-old to win a horse that's going to, you know, rate on an improved scale at his going into the Cox Plate. And, you know, and that's why if you look at some of the Guineas winners that have run in the Cox Plate previously, if they rated their Guineas runs, they'd have won the Cox Plate, but they weren't able to repeat the rating two times in a row.
Right.
So with Swainy, he's on an upward spiral, and we just got to hope that the improvement that he makes between the spring champion going to the Cox Plate is sufficient enough to have him competitive.
And how's the gig going generally, mate?
Oh, mate, probably the best way to describe it is relentless. It's sort of, there's just no break, you know. Whether it's Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock or, you know, it's there every day.
Mm.
It's very enjoyable. And to be honest, weeks like these are, and the weeks that we've sort of had in the last couple of weeks is why we're in it, so that you have, you know, success and hopefully participation in major races. Mm.
John, you know, we've taken plenty of calls here and I keep saying, look, just wait till the end of spring and we'll judge how everything's going. But I've got to say, you probably, I know it was slow to start with, but you'd be nearly on track, wouldn't you, with your expectations?
I think, I'd sort of various expectations, but the enormity of it and the change probably sort of I underestimated, but I can't be but happy with the way things are progressing at the moment. You know, we've got some nice progressive horses and we're just chipping away nicely each week with a few winners and that's about all we could ask at this stage.
And I've got to ask you, mate, about a very, very impressive winner on the weekend, Contributor, which is a Royal Ascot winner. It won that David Jones Cup on the weekend, which is the old Koonji. Good tactics to bring these horses down and give them a preparation here and get them ready for the Cups. There's no thought about going early, like, or you're going to wait till next year?
No, mate. We're definitely sort of, he'll either run in the McKinnon or the Emirates.
Right.
And again, that'll be sort of dependent upon form and the horse, but I'm very happy with him. And I think he's an Australian Cup horse in the autumn, TK, and, you know, if we could, you know, have him ready to run the Australian Cup and win that, I think everyone will be really happy.
Mate, good to see you
good on
track.
You, John.
John.
Cheers, boys.
Despite my
excellent,
lack of help.
Mate.
You're still going okay.
Yeah, mate. Boys, that's where I got that little element of improvement, TK, is when you can finally get to help me again.
The phone's always there. Good
oh,
on
dear.
You, mate.
Be careful yeah, what boys. You wish for.
John O'Shea on Andrew Bensley's phone. So Chautauqua not going on Friday night to Moonee Valley. And there you go, have it from John O'Shea, the trainer for Godolphin. Sway Ness will go forward to the Cox Plate with a massive hope.